So I was on a once-in-a-lifetime road trip with my dad and his dad. It's just the three of us on the road to Vegas. It's the only time I'd ever been on a car trip with my grandpa. So three amigos, right? Let's call it what it was. It was the three Portuguese. So I learned a lot of things on this trip. One of them being that my dad did not invent the road game Name That Crop. He got that from his dad, who was raised on a farm. So there we are on the way to Vegas, driving through California's Great Central Valley, when my grandfather calls out to me. Hey, Michael! He's riding shotgun, of course. Dad's driving. I'm in the back seat. My grandpa calls out, hey, Michael! You know what that crop is out there? So I'm looking out the window, and you're going 70 miles an hour. It's hard to make out the blur, you know? No, I don't know what that is, Grandpa. What is that? He says, that's cotton! Now, out of my mouth came words that I will never live down. I said, cotton? They don't grow cotton in California. Now, I was born and raised in California. I've lived within 20 miles of its gorgeous coastline my whole life. When all my weirdo friends in junior high were reading The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings, I was reading Steinbeck, Mark Twain. Steinbeck told me all about California. And he never mentioned cotton. Ever. Mark Twain, stories about the South, cotton. So, back to the story. They don't grow cotton in California. My grandpa says, what? Larry, pull over. My dad says, Dad, pull over. So my dad pulls over onto the shoulder, and now we're stopped, and I can see what is obviously a huge field of cotton. And my grandpa says, Tommy, Joey, Ronnie, you know who you are. Get out of the car. I said, I'm Michael, Grandpa. He said, get out of the car. So I open the car door. I step outside. Now 3 feet closer and 3 feet taller. Hundreds of acres of what is obviously cotton. So I say, Grandpa, you were right. I can see that it's walk to the fence. It's a big shoulder, like 30 feet wide. So I walk halfway to the fence. Grandpa, I can see that. Get all the way to the fence. Walk all the way to the fence. Bend over! What? Bend over! I bend over, so my face is now inches from fluffy tufts of cotton. He says, now, what is that, Michael? Still with my face, I'm right here. It's cotton, Grandpa! He says, damn right it's cotton. That was my signal that it was time to walk back to the car. So I walked back to the car. Silence. Sit in the car, close the door. Silence. It wasn't until my dad resumed highway speed that my grandpa said, they don't grow cotton in California. So on that trip, I learned that you never question the crop knowledge of your farm-raised grandfather. That night in the Vegas hotel room, I learned that you never share a king-size bed with him either because he kicked like a damn mule. But this isn't a story about Vegas. It's a story about the road to Vegas.